And joining us now live over the phone is Kemmer Ranger football coach Bart Jernigan. Coach Jernigan, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning, Duke Dow. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. We appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day and talking to us a little bit about Rangers football. And you guys have got a camp coming up, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to head over to Thermopolis and participate in their summer camp over there. A couple days of good instruction from college coaches, and then a little bit of team bonding stuff while we're over there as well.
When you do a camp like this, Coach, what kind of participation do you normally see? Because, a lot of especially when you travel to another location, do you get pretty good participation with this from your players?
It's a little bit hit or miss sometimes, just in terms of there's a lot of activities going on. We got a couple of kids who had made plans for camps, 6-7 months ago, and then we got a couple of kids that are at different wrestling tournaments. So we'll be roughly about 75%, I'm hoping, looking at the numbers. But we will be missing a couple of cogs like that. But it's just summer. It's something you deal with. So we're excited for the opportunity to get our crew that's able to go together, and hopefully those kids that are doing other things or participating elsewhere find success in those things, and that'll help us in the football field as well.
Coach Jernigan, kind of walk us through what are some of your goals for this offseason for your team before this next season starts?
Well, we've got to really get stronger and quicker. I think those are two base goals, and I know that's probably base goals of every football coach in America. Wants to see them faster, wants them stronger. So a lot of weight room time, a lot of field work, and other than that, we just need to really work on building that cohesion, working together with a sense of synergy in terms of making each other better, making the parts fit together so that they're more than they would be otherwise. And so we'll be doing a lot of work with just trying to get our, between the camps and a couple of 7-on-7s that we'll be participating in, just working on getting our playbook down and working on settling into some comfort with some different spots that we may be changing into and a couple of different scheme things that we might be changing.
Kemmer Ranger football coach Bart Jernigan joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, tell us some of the personnel that you're excited to see come back this fall. Of course, AQ was your All-State last season. Austin, I think they're brothers, right? AQ and Austin, is that correct?
Yeah, AQ is Austin, so we don't have any more Peter Nels, unfortunately.
Okay.
The pipeline.
Okay,
he'll be headed up to Rocky Mountain in Billings and playing ball up there. I wish I had one more year of him, though.
Yeah.
But despite that, we're pretty excited about some of the returning personnel we've gotten. Offensively, it definitely changes some things when you have a guy that is 90% of your productivity on offense depart. But we're excited to kind of be able to spread the wealth a little bit. Tommy Skidmore will be returning back at quarterback for us, and he's a kid who was able to do some special things for us at different times last year. We're just looking to build that consistency out of him. We'll spread the ball around the backfield a little bit more, where you'll probably see Riggin Walker getting a decent amount of carries. You'll see Tyson McCain getting a good amount of carries. Up front, Matt McMillan will return for us. He's been a kid who's started up front for 3 years for us now, and so this will be his fourth year. But he's a hard worker, a gritty young man. He kind of represents that ethos of we've always seemingly are undersized. We get one or two kids that'll break 200 pounds, but Matt represents really our average lineman, just a kid who's worked his butt off at 175 pounds and 180 pounds, and we'll get in there and scrap. Matt was a huge player for us last year defensively, and we look forward to that continuing. Those are a couple of the kids in terms of personnel that I can see having great seasons upcoming, and we've got a couple others that I really think can break onto the scene, kids that got a little bit of time last year that are going to have to be a big part of what we're going to do if we're going to be successful.
Coach, let's talk about this 2A class and the 2A West, because we spoke all season long last year. 2A as a classification was one of, if not the most competitive classification in Wyoming last year, top to bottom. And then the 2A West, boy, it is, especially when you add Cokeville into the mix and the way things were playing out between Lyman and Mountain View. Of course, Lyman ended up winning the whole thing. You see a lot of dang good teams on your schedule. Talk to us about that last year and what you hope to be able to accomplish this upcoming season.
Yeah, you know, 2A West football is no joke. There definitely is a good amount of parity in the league. And from week to week, we encounter a lot of teams that have talent and are well coached. I would love to say that, you know, you could pick a favorite even in any given year, but I don't think anybody saw Lyman doing what they did last year. They did a great job, had some incredible talent in terms of kids and they're always well coached, like most of the teams in our conference. So we're just, as a program, seeking to kind of bring ourselves up to that level. Obviously we haven't carried that same level of performance to provide that parity, and that's something that I think we've got an opportunity to do this year, but we're going to have to show a little bit more consistency in performance if we're going to do that. We had a couple of games where we were very competitive, probably should have won them if we had made a couple more plays here or there, but in the big picture of things, week in, week out, we've got to find a way to stay healthy and to keep games close and give ourselves chances to win by limiting the big plays and turnovers that we have, and then obviously creating those same types of plays for our own team where we're breaking big plays and game changers, as well as creating turnovers off our opponents. So our goal this year is definitely just to compete for a playoff spot and then see from there. But you can't win it. You can't win it all if you don't get in. So we've got to get into that dance, and then we'll figure it out from there.
Well, you answered my question, Coach. I was going to ask what your goals were for the season, and I think you summarized that pretty well. So, Coach Bart Jernigan, Kemmer Ranger football coach, and again, the season coming up this August. I understand you guys are going to open the season on 0 week with the traditional scrimmage against Cokeville. Is that correct? Is that how you open things up?
Yeah, we'll have Cokeville come over. We'll do a little bit of a scrimmage approach where we'll do X amount of plays against each other. And Cokeville's a great program. It's a yardstick in the state, to be honest. Coach Dayton's done a really good job there. There's years over there where I'm pretty sure they could compete with any team in the state. And so we really actually relish the opportunity to have somebody that close. That gives us a good measuring stick to see where we sit at the first of the season. And then we get to see them, you know, later on down the road at the end of the season in a real game scenario. But I have all the respect in the world for Coach Dayton's program and that just the ability that they give us to measure ourselves against a quality program.
Coach, I'm just taking a quick look at your schedule that's coming up here in the fall. And of course, you just mentioned the scrimmage with Cokeville. But week one, you have a chance to play a team that's going to have to make one heck of a trip from Wheatland all the way over to Kemmer. Do you throw anything special at a team that's had to be on the bus that long on week one? Or do you feel like it just kind of washes out because it's week one and everybody's excited to play ball?
Yeah, I mean, that's the great challenge of Wyoming high school athletics is those long bus rides. But, you know, to be honest with you, that point week one being a non-conference game doesn't really change our qualification status. We're going to focus pretty heavily on us and just making sure that we've got our base down and that we're ready to take that into our conference season. I don't foresee us getting too wild and crazy in terms of throwing anything special at them. I mean, we always have something. We always work on a special per week, special play in terms of something that's just a little bit of trickeration for the opponent to deal with. But I can't foresee us getting too wild and crazy in week one. We generally like to hold those back and use those things a little bit further down the road to into conference. So.
Well, Coach, thank you so much. Appreciate your time with us this morning. That's Coach Mark Jernigan, Kemmer High School football. And appreciate your time and good luck with your camp in a few weeks and over the summer. We'll talk to you more this fall.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for all the support and all you do. Go Rangers.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday live on the SVI Radio Network.